Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Finding the Hustle That Fits Your Lifestyle and Values. Now let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs pick their business idea first, then try to force their life around it. But the most successful side hustlers I know did the opposite. They started with their values and lifestyle, then found the hustle that fit. This backwards approach isn't just more humane, it's more profitable in the long run. Before launching any venture, you need to map your non-negotiables. Research from Stanford's entrepreneurship program shows that ventures aligned with founders' core values have 3 times higher retention rates. Think about this. List your 3 most important lifestyle requirements. Maybe it's family dinner every night, or no weekend work, or location flexibility. Use these as your business filter, not your business burden. When you honor what matters most to you, everything else becomes clearer. Here's another framework that changed how I evaluate opportunities: the energy versus money matrix. Not all revenue streams are created equal. Plot potential hustles on 2 axes: energy drain versus income potential. High energy, low income ventures burn you out fast. But that sweet spot, moderate income that energizes rather than depletes you, that's where sustainable side hustles live. Your values determine which quadrant actually serves your long-term goals. I learned this lesson the hard way with my first side business, a local consulting firm that looked perfect on paper. Great margins, growing demand, impressive client roster. But it required constant travel, weekend client emergencies, and late-night proposal writing. Within 6 months, I was making good money, but missing my daughter's bedtime stories and feeling disconnected from my partner. The breaking point came during a family vacation when I spent 2 hours on an urgent client call about a non-urgent rebrand. I realized I'd built a business that contradicted everything I valued about work-life integration. I pivoted to an online course business that let me work from anywhere, set my own schedule, and actually increased my income by 40% within a year, all because it aligned with my values instead of fighting against them. Here's your values-first business audit. Write down your top 3 life values, things like family time, creative freedom, financial security, or community impact. Then list your current or potential business activities. For each activity, score it 1 to 5 on how well it supports each value. Any activity scoring below 10 total points is working against you, not for you. Don't abandon it immediately, but start planning your transition to higher scoring opportunities. Remember, a business that aligns with your values doesn't feel like work. It feels like a natural extension of who you are. The most profitable business in the world isn't profitable for you if it costs you everything you actually care about. Start with your values and let your hustle follow. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.